Chapter 9. My Lovely Cat Friend. Love at first kiss. How nice. How absolutely wonderful. We're in July 2017 now. Cat Friend and I met on a chat room that girlfriend and I set up. We eloped. We first kissed. And when we first kissed, it was like telepathy. We'd been seducing each other for weeks. Her far more heavily seducing me, of course. And we were playing like mind games with each other. And when we first met, we told ourselves that if we ever got together, it'd be like mutually assured destruction, because we were like the same mentally, like just the same. We couldn't help ourselves, though. Like, she was like, Cat Friend's actively delighted in destroying the poor relationship that I had with girlfriends. We were polyamorous at the time, and she'd previously dated girlfriends, right? Cat Friend regularly told me that I should free myself of her, and that I should be my own person, you know, just live my own life, that I could thrive on my own. She was right. And tonight I would share this freedom with her. Cat Friend herself was a highly creative person, often writing in her poetry book about all of the strange and wonderful people that she met. She probably made a character, made me a character in it as well, but, you know, I didn't want to know. I just, it was her like private poetry. I didn't ask. She seemed to have quite intense angst about the world, and she just used drugs. Like, she was always high. Like, she was otherwise like me, you know, in a lot of ways. Like, she had quite a dark sense of humor, and she didn't seem to mind when I went on weird rants. She was a proper, like, you know, counterculture sort of person. She didn't flinch when I told her about some of my earlier adventures, like the GNU incident, for example, or some of my earlier childhood stuff. Like, she told me that, like, the world often tries to take down powerful women like me, as she saw me back then. A delusion, obviously, but I'd obviously just... I was just someone who sold ThinkPads to like a few people on the internet, you know, but I indulged in it, you know. I never did quite get a clear read on her, for the same reason she couldn't get a clear read on me. We both identified each other by exactly that absence. We were both able to read other people easily, but we could not read each other. So we'd spend time trying to hack each other's minds. It was like a kinky psychological foreplay that we did. She'd been dating girlfriend first, as I said, because she identified her vulnerabilities as I had. But unlike me, she actively wished to destroy her. This is one of the things Cat Friend did. Like, she finds people and just, you know, sucks them dry. She was actively sadistic, not physically, but psychologically. I admired this quality, and I found it attractive myself, although I've never really been into BDSM stuff itself. You know, girlfriend was. So that's why they were dating in the beginning, because, like, my girlfriend, like, she was, like, into bondage. So she was dating Cat Friend for a while because, like, they were both, like, proper kinky and everything. I have discipline. You know, I can't really be bothered anyway. I know how to destroy people. Like, it's not hard, but why would I do something like that? I just thought, I found it funny, don't get me wrong, but, like, what she did was just petty. Like, all I knew, though, is that I had been taken. Like, she got into me. Like, she spent about a month on me, just indulging every one of my delusions about myself and about other people. She regularly praised me, telling me that I'm some Machiavellian genius or something like that. At one point, she even compared my linguistic style to that of the Unabomber, which I found hilarious at the time. If I had to compare our relationship, she was basically the dark side of the Force, seducing me and whispering in my ear. I didn't want to resist, so we kissed. Girlfriend and I were in our game room, and Catfriend was with us, like, she was in our house that night. And Catfriend had come ostensibly to visit girlfriend, but, you know, we knew. We'd already basically done it in our heads at that point. We both knew what we wanted to do. We didn't even say it, like, that night on the chat, you know, before she came. We never said we were going to do it. You know, it just happened. Like, we'd been, she was the one seducing me. I was playing a computer game, Ape Escape 2 on girlfriend's PlayStation 4. I commented at the time that it seemed to be a PlayStation 2 emulator, just sanctioned by Sony, and Catfriend was watching me play it. I don't really remember what girlfriend was doing. I wasn't looking at her. I think she might have been chatting with us, but Catfriend and I were both sitting on the floor as I played, and girlfriend was in her chair at a desk watching me play. Catherine had been sitting next to me like all night. She wasn't like touching me exactly, but we were sitting next to each other all night, like really close to each other. She was just so gentle. She'd been gently like just chatting with me all night, making me laugh. She made me feel really good. Like at one point, girlfriends went to the toilet. I lost all control and I just gave in. I looked at Catherine and I was like, "You are the most beautiful woman I've ever met." And I kissed her. I kissed her. By the time I noticed the room again, my girlfriend was already sitting in a chair. She'd already come back. I didn't even see her come in. Catherine slowed me down because I was really eager. Like my mind was just mush. She had me, you know, I wanted to be hers. I immediately became, like I was trying to touch her and everything, but she pushed my hand away because like my girlfriend was sitting there next to me. And she whispered, "Not yet." My mind just melted entirely. We just kept kissing. I wanted to be as close to her as possible, and our bodies just merged. Like, her body was so soft and warm. I think I may have genuinely loved her. The only human being that I'd ever felt that way for, but I thought of her always. I always thought of her, like, even before this time, and she had me. She had me. She owned me. I was hers. I discovered my own softness that night. I've never experienced this with anyone else. I just let my guard down. For the first time in my life, she just knew all of my buttons and how to open me. You know, like I probably even purred at some point. I did lower my head into her lap and I curled up like a cat. She even strokes me like one. I felt every stroke. The warmth I felt was something I'd never experienced before in my life. It was like I was in heaven. I actually fell asleep in her lap. It became night and girlfriend had already gone to the room. Like she was just like. Mortified, she locked herself in our master bedroom, and I never saw her again. I never saw her again until next afternoon. Catherine and I went to my guest room, and we just kept at it. You know, now we could be free. I let her do whatever she wanted to me. Like it made me happy. I wanted to be hers, and she undressed me. Like we got naked. We our bodies merged. My entire body felt like it was on fire. I was also still high from all the weed that we'd vaped earlier that day. I don't remember falling asleep. We just kissed and did stuff, you know. I was in pure bliss. Like, my mind and hers. We were the only people in the world that existed. I'd never felt so relaxed in my life. Like, I actually cried tears of joy at one point. That she just did to me whatever she wanted. All I wanted to do was obey her every word. It was like I could hear her dreams as we drifted off to sleep. Morning came. I had orders all day, and Catherine sat with me for 8 hours. She would tell me later that this was a highly unconventional second date, and we would write her she'd write her poetry while watching me work. I was doing laptops all day. She said she wrote it about me. I was high all day, like even while working through Libra boot orders while unable to even count proved challenging. She kept me high all day because that's what she wanted for me. I did what I was told. I did whatever she asked, and she wanted me to be higher. I did as she instructed. She once stroked my hair while I answered an email to a customer, and I sank back in my chair. My hair was on fire, my entire body electrified. She made sure that I was aroused all day, but I had still had to get my orders done that day. It was very difficult. She allowed it. She could wait. After about 5 o'clock or so, she had me, and I loved her having me. I loved every moment of it. This continued for days, and then we went to her house. I barely even saw girlfriends for, like, the 5 days that Catherine was in our house. Like, I never spoke to her. Catherine protected me from her. She didn't like girlfriends, so we went to her house instead. We arrived by train to Catherine's city, Reading, and she held my hand as we... I had no idea where we were going. I didn't even know where she lived. I trusted her with my life. Like, I just did whatever she said, and I followed her. We got to her house, and we got high again. We watched Sailor Moon in a beautifully messy council house. She found it adorable how I smiled at Luna the cat, and she told me so. This was the American in 90s English dub as well, so it's like watching that while completely stoned. Yeah, I wasn't like mentally disabled or anything. I was still like fully aware that when we were watching The Good Place, like we were watching a TV show called The Good Place. she stared at me. She started me on season two because, and I immediately guessed that the characters were in hell, which surprised even her, as that was the central plot. I told her that the characters seem to be gaslit non-stop, told that they're in heaven, even though everything is stressing them out, that bliss is always just around the corner. I told her that this is what I do, that this is what I sometimes do to others in real life. Catherine told me that it was impossible to do this consensually. I responded, what's the point? If it's consensual, what's the point? We went to a bedroom. We just continued having sex. Her cat friend also watched. Her cat, which she had a cat, also watched. This continued for like 2 weeks. She was into free software herself as well. We worked a lot on projects. We just watched TV all day. Star Trek Discovery had just come out, and I really liked the Klingons in it. We later decided that we were not sexually compatible, like, at all. She only aroused me and serviced me. I don't even know what she saw in me, because, like, I never really initiated anything myself. I never aroused her, or never tried to. At no point did I make an effort to please her sexually in any way. It was all for me. Like, she was into kinky ropes and stuff, which I told her I wouldn't do. I also didn't want to be strangled. She did offer. She had me, and she did whatever she wanted for me. I enjoyed every moment of it, but it was not to last. We broke up about a month after I broke up with girlfriend, and we remained good friends. Our next encounters were non-sexual, but we did get high a lot. We always got high. I'd enjoy just watching her repeat the process on much weaker minds than mine after we broke up. She never really had me as such. I just liked the sex. I did think it was love at the time. Catfriend just knew how to fuck me. That's all it was. I was annoyed that the sex would not continue, obviously, but, you know, I did like Catfriend's friends. They were right. I loved Redding as well. Like, her city was just amazing. I kicked girlfriends out of my house the moment I got home. Like, after I got back from Catfriend's house, I kicked my girlfriend out. Like, Catherine gave me the jolt that I needed to take control of my life. You know, I'd been with the most beautiful woman I'd ever met, and the sex was exquisite. I did have severe brain fog for like 2 weeks coming off of weed. It was more than sex. I regarded Catherine as my equal, and I still do. You know, my equal intellectually. She was exactly like me, but our upbringings and environments could not be more different. In many ways, I regarded her life as superior to mine. We were equals, you know, like intellectually, philosophically, or whatever. I remained in control of my mind the whole time. I was just high and extremely aroused. She just knew how to please me. There was one moment of perfect calm after I'd taken a hit, and when we were vaping weed. I was purely myself for the evening. I was just totally relaxed. I told her several fantasies that I'd had. Long story. She had real freedom. She didn't have a job, for example. She lived on benefits. She told me several times that she wanted to die. She explains how she would gas herself, leaving food out for her cat. I didn't notice this because I'd just ejaculated. She was jerking me off. I just stroked her hair and told her stories and we'd fall asleep. There was one moment when she'd stared at me for like 5 minutes, just sporadically throughout the day, and she just said, "I can't read you." I lost contact with her in like 2018. A mutual friend told me in March 2021 that she was still alive. That's all that I haven't heard anything since. I hope she's still alive. I wish her well. Like, she showed me a part of myself that I didn't even know I had, and we both understood each other perfectly. Like, I loved every minute of it. A long-term relationship probably wouldn't have worked with her. We both knew it at the time. Like, we agreed it wouldn't last. Like, we had a lot of fun. Like, she herself actually said that she'd probably just go like rogue at some point and disappear, because she'd done it before. Like, sometimes she just like pretty much just burns everything and leaves. She was that sort of person, you know. At one point, a long-term relationship, as I said, you know, it just wouldn't work. The main reason I enjoyed her was, I was just honest about everything at all times, like, and it wasn't alien to her. Like, she understood my mind, like, perfectly. This was like me, a much earlier version of myself. I wasn't in as much control of myself back then. I didn't have as much of the discipline that I had back then. And she was basically just trying to, like, bring out. I think in retrospect, what she was probably trying to do was literally destroy me as well. Because, like, it was just, like, as I said, she was extremely sadistic. But I think that's why she, like, gave up on me. I was also a little bit clingy at the time, but, yeah. Like, yeah. Weird. She was awesome.